If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour, as always, sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check it out at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. We were going to have Bill Simonson on from the Michigan Sports Network, but he had a situation arise.
So transmission.
You know what? We always have a great backup. This is the best backup to possibly have, and he needs his proper introduction with the party song.
Fire it all.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
Woo!
Pitbull.
The man we're talking about is Sip's brother, Marty Sipple, on the line once again. Marty, welcome.
Is this number three
with us? Third time with the
Well, he's been on live once, and then he came into the studio, right?
That's right.
Came in studio right there. Marty, great to talk to you.
Welcome back, Marty.
Bill, how you doing?
Oh, God, I just appreciate your time. You sound a little muffled, Marty. Are you eating a sandwich?
Are you underwater?
I hope you can hear me okay.
We can hear Marty.
Where are you right now?
He's in a different room than usual.
Oh, where are you at?
I'm in a different room. I'm in a conference room today.
Yeah. You're in a conference. Oh, is your office occupied?
No, I just thought I'd come in here. My office is a little messy, so I thought I'd come in.
Oh, wow.
Boy, your hair looks great, Marty.
You sound better now, by the way.
Yeah, you sound much better. Yeah. Marty, real quick here. In the finals, you defeated Ted Sherman from Hastings St. Cecilia 7-5, 6-2. So the first set was incredible, 7-5. Do you remember anything from that? Was there a tight lines call or anything that led to that?
What year was this?
We think 83, right?
Was it
81? 1981.
No, Marty, what year was it?
It is.
No, 83. It was the fall of 83.
Okay, I'm just looking at this. Oh, my fault. I was reading the one up on top. Okay, yes, fall of 83, right here. And he defeated. Now, do you and Ted still have a rivalry? Do you guys still?
No, I don't. I've lost track of Ted.
Does anyone know? Can anyone find Ted Sherman from Hastings St. Cecilia that took a tough loss?
From Hastings.
Yeah, that's Hastings St. Cecilia is a classic matchup.
We got more intel this morning that Marty was runner up in 1982 also.
Oh,
to a man
you had
named
a tough loss.
To Ron took. You won the first set 6-0, Marty.
Yeah.
What happened?
I always tell people that I was a kid and I got up early in the first set, like let's say 4-0, and the guy, he just kind of tanked it. He mailed it in for the last couple games.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, I'm cruising. I'm going to win this thing.
Oh,
and then he duped turned it back on in the second set and all went south from there. So I learned something there.
This incredible run. He got beaten in the semifinals as a sophomore, got beaten in the championship as a junior, then comes back and wins it all. This is unbelievable.
That's why he's a Hall of Famer, Bill. That's why he's a Hall of Famer.
Is that all on the internet?
The World Wide Web.
We were given some intel. So we have intel on you, Marty.
I had no idea any of that happened. It's bizarre to me.
Didn't even know he played tennis.
This is breaking news.
Steve didn't know you played tennis.
Well, I knew he played.
He played in the finals twice. Back-to-back years, he was in the championship.
You were back-to-back years.
He had no idea.
Holy God.
It's pretty big.
He won the first one. He's up 6-0. He wins the first one.
Yeah. He thought he had it in the bag.
I was I had delusions of grandeur at that point, and it all went south.
What was your strength? I mean, was it? Were you a good? Was your
forehand?
I was
a
baseline guy.
Okay.
That's why I didn't play doubles. I wasn't very good at the net, so I was a Bjorn Borg sort of baseline guy.
Oh, I can see that now.
Oh, I could see.
It's a great visual,
could
Marty.
Could you see him out there just? Oh, sideline to
whacking
sideline.
Away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're joined by Marty Sipple, Sip's brother. Now, we'll get to Florida State, Miami in a second, Marty. But we thought you were the good luck charm for Nebraska. You were here for Colorado last year. They won. You're here for Michigan, and they lost. Where's the luck?
Yeah.
Where'd your luck go, Marty? What happened?
Yeah, I feel bad about that. I thought I was going to be sayonara for this show after that because of that. But,
never.
Yeah, well... We'll see. We'll see. I think we'll see what happens tomorrow with the Huskers. It'll be interesting.
Do you let it play out.
Do you have any great insight into that game, Nebraska-Michigan?
Not really. I mean, what I think about the Husker game tomorrow is that 11.5 is a lot.
Okay.
I think that's a lot. I mean, I think the Huskers can win, but man, 11.5, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it.
Why is there hesitation on your point?
Because of the Aiden Childs. I think he's going to be a challenge for the defense based on what happened with Michigan. And we'll see. I don't think they're quite the level of Michigan, but
no, they're not.
But that guy's pretty good from what I've read. So,
okay.
Yes. He's a very good player. Talk to us about what's going on. Will you be in attendance tomorrow for Florida?
No, I will not be.
What? How can you miss Miami at Florida
going on?
State?
Marty, what's going on?
Marty,
what's
going you on? Had the name tag.
No. It's a long story. We have in Tallahassee a Boys Town location. Okay. So we had a fundraiser last night, which was called the Dueling Pianos fundraiser.
Okay.
So we did that. And then tonight, Morgan Freeman's in town, and we're going to a show with Morgan Freeman. And so between all that, we just decided, and because of the Texas-Florida game and the Nebraska-Michigan State game,
yes,
we didn't want to go to the stadium and miss all that. So we decided to watch it from the comfort of our sofa tomorrow.
Okay.
You felt there might be exhaustion from going to a show with Morgan Freeman.
What are you talking about, Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, well,
we still were intel on that.
What's going on with
Morgan
Freeman?
Will you just be sitting next to him, or is it a show that he's putting on?
He's got a little blues troupe he's bringing to town, and it's it's going to be a good show. Yeah.
A blues troupe. Wow, you are living out there, Marty.
Will you actually talk to Morgan Freeman?
No, he didn't know. No.
Now you are watching Florida, Texas, because your son Bennett and your daughter graduated from Texas, right?
That's right.
You guys, it's sort of dicey to talk about here, but you like Hook'em, don't you?
We like Hook'em. We like TCU. I've got a daughter that went to TCU, and then also Florida State. My son currently goes to Florida State, my other son.
Right.
So
Steve only knows a couple of your kids. I don't think he knows them all. He doesn't know them all. He had no idea you had someone go to TCU. So it's okay. I know. It's okay, Steve.
I'm her godfather.
You know two of the four. It's good. Solid. He's confused right now if he's even talking to the – am I talking to Adam?
What simple my father's brother I have on the line
Who's
right
I
now?
Who am I talking to?
Adam, good job. All right, so you got a lot going on tomorrow.
Got a lot going on. The FSU game
is
fascinating down here because, you know, as you guys know, they lost to Virginia last week, and Virginia put up 44 on them. And so they're very concerned. You got Miami coming to town with Carson Beck. And, you know, the big storyline to me with FSU is, I mean, they lost to Virginia. If they lose to Miami, the likelihood of getting into the ACC championship game gets pretty thin.
O-V-E-R.
And so your chances of getting the playoff sort of get pretty thin. So this is a big game. This is a big game for FSU tomorrow.
What's the narrative like about Tony White down there, the FSU defensive coordinator for Nebraska?
Well, there was a lot of talk about Chandler Morris in Virginia putting up 44 on him. And that they said what it was interesting. It was sort of similar to the conversation up there in terms of lack of physicality.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
They really tried to this week for Miami amp up the physicality in practice. So yeah, we'll see how that plays out tomorrow.
Well, they'll find out because Miami can hammer away at you.
That's what they're known for, both sides of the ball up front. Cristobal's built it as a line of scrimmage team.
Now, Marty, hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're an optimistic person. Florida State's a 4.5-point dog tomorrow. Are you taking them to win, or are you thinking it's back-to-back losses for Florida State tomorrow?
I mean, you know, it's really people down here are really nervous about the game. I mean, obviously, FSU beat Alabama, which then goes into Georgia on the road and beats Georgia last week. So FSU is, I mean, they can be good. They can be good, and they're at home. But, man, that Virginia putting up 44 has really got people spooked down here. So we'll see. Because I think Carson Beck's a better quarterback than Chandler Morris. You know?
Now, is your main interest, though, Texas at Florida in Gainesville? Is that your main
other
interest?
Than Nebraska? Other than Nebraska, yeah, Nebraska.
Yeah, I got to be
Nebraska
careful.
And Texas play at roughly the same time. 3:30.
Do you have YouTube TV and get a quad box?
I'm going to get one. I haven't quite figured out. I do have that multi-view thing. I may work on that.
You work on that. You're a lawyer.
Have Angie work on that.
Yeah, we can work on that there.
I mean, Angie knows that stuff better than you, doesn't she?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't you work on it. Yeah. Have Angie do it.
Marty, is there any place in Tallahassee, when you arrived in Lincoln, you got a free room upgrade because of Steve Sipple, your brother, just mentioning the Sipple name. Is there any sort of anything that you get in Tallahassee from being a Sipple?
No, it's kind of the opposite. I think it's like, oh, Sipple? Okay, well, maybe you can move on down the road somewhere else.
All right. Now, I want to ask you about Florida, Texas. You were really surprised the other day when I said I didn't think Arch was very good. You're taken aback by that. Can Arch lead them to a win in the swamp?
Oh, I mean, I think so, in the sense that I don't think Florida is very good. I think that they cannot score. They've really struggled on their offense. I think Billy Napier is probably not long for this world down there. And Lagway's struggling. And so, yeah, I mean, I think if Arch can put up, you know, 21 points, they probably win. So I think Texas got a good chance. And I think Texas has a, you know, very robust defense. So I think it'll be another example of Florida having a hard time scoring, honestly. So.
Crickets from you and Bennett last week, Marty, when Florida State lost. Crickets. Nothing. Didn't hear anything on my phone. Crickets.
Nothing from Bennett either.
Uh-uh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
How did Bennett take that loss, Florida State?
The Virginia loss? We texted about it during the game. He thought he was disappointed, obviously. I mean, he thought that Chandler Morris played for TCU for some period of time. And I think I saw him play in person in Fort Worth.
You think you did.
And, you know, that was the talk that he's pretty good. He's pretty Virginia's good on offense.
Yeah,
they're good on offense. Yeah.
Now, a big part of the show Monday, Marty, was how impressed you were by the field storming. Now, it was against your team, but Virginia's field storm, we're still talking about today as being maybe the best of all time. I know
it was very good.
I know it hurts you, but were you at least blown away by that field storming, Marty?
I was. I watched it, and it was they really prepared. I mean, they were moving down towards the end of the end zone there, and they were ready to go when the whistle blew. They're all over that field. That was very impressive. Yeah, I'm sure that cost them a little bit of money, but it's okay.
We hit on the fact that it was coming down a hill, so there was inertia. So we talked about physics on the
big
show.
Big word for us, Marty.
We do discuss physics, Marty.
Yes, quite often. Yes.
Inertia.
Yes.
So what's going on today down in Tallahassee? What's it like in Tallahassee on the pre-game day? Is it evident?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, people roll in. Now, I would tell you
what's going on in Tallahassee. If that game was in Lincoln, it'd be nuts on the day before. What's going on in Tallahassee?
I'll tell you this. It'll be hard to get a restaurant table. I mean, we're going to go out a little bit before this Morgan Freeman thing, and we decided on a kind of a out of the way place because we don't think we could get a table at one of the main restaurants, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there'll be people in town. There'll definitely be people.
That's a tough lifestyle there, having to go to a further away restaurant
before
you go hang out with Morgan Freeman.
Your big bluesy,
bluesy. Yeah, if you do talk to Morgan Freeman, just ask him if there's anything special from Shawshank Redemption he remembered from filming that.
How old is Morgan Freeman?
Well, he's got to be 90.
He's
got to be 90.
He's so old.
He may be up there. I was thinking about the movies. 88. He was also in the Batman movie.
Yes,
he played sort of the tech guy for the Batman at one point.
He is 88 years old, Morgan Freeman.
And you're going to be with him tonight. That's awesome.
How are you be with him?
We're counting it. We're going to count it.
He's with him.
When people
building.
Ask me, where's Marty? I'm going to say he's with Morgan Freeman.
He's hanging out with Morgan.
You sort of made it sound like
you,
that.
You did. When you first dropped it, you did. You had
we're
to backtrack.
Hanging out with Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
We went. This is way off topic.
Okay, go ahead.
I went to the Final Four last spring, and it was in San Antonio at the Alamo Dome. And I went with a friend of mine, and we had really bad seats for the Auburn game.
Uh-huh.
And it was in a football stadium, you know? Yeah. And I told my friend, you know, we saw Bruce Pearl's last game. And he said, well, actually, we were in the same building for Bruce Pearl's last game. We didn't really see the game.
Too far away.
Hey, Marty, these guys would be interested in this. You invited me to go with you.
Oh.
And I declined. Yeah. Would you guys be surprised?
Not remotely shocked. The best thing what you would have said when the offer came in. That sounds incredible. Let me check on it. You know why you said no right away. You always give the hint of that sounds amazing. You also talked about maybe going to the Illinois USC game last weekend.
That was never going
to
happen.
I got a bad reputation for never doing anything.
Anything.
Yeah, you should have went. I mean, we had fun, but the. We Auburn lost.
Right.
That was the first game of the doubleheader on Saturday. So then all the Auburn people left.
Okay.
And so we snuck into some Auburn seats for the Duke Houston game. Which really good seats for that.
Yeah, you saw Duke Houston, which is epic game.
Great basketball.
Which was a great game. Yeah. Okay.
Let's hit on some hoops quick. What else? College basketball starting soon.
Do they play hoops at FSU at all anymore? At all?
You know, they have a new coach, Luke Laux, who is a former player. Leonard Hamilton retired.
Right.
And so they got a new coach, Luke Laux, and people are relatively excited about it.
Yeah, not all that, though, right? I mean,
not all that. They got to prove it. I mean, they've been down the last couple of years. They've been down the last couple of years.
You go to the games, though, a lot, right?
I do go to the games. Yeah.
He does a lot. This is incredible. Thank you,
Marty.
I got to ask Marty because,
again, please.
2 years ago, FSU, we all had 13-1, great season. Last year, 2-10, back to football, 2-10. Then you beat Alabama. Everyone's back on the Norvell train.
Right.
Since the Alabama game.
This is your neighbor.
Right now, your neighbor, Mike Norvell. Where are people on the Norvell train compared to where they were in late August?
I think they're still on the train. I mean, I think if FSU were to get blown out tomorrow night, that would
cause
some problems. But We'll see. I think tomorrow night will give us a good indication of where we are with FSU.
If they got blown out, would you stop when Norvell's driving out of the neighborhood, would you stop him? Would you physically get in front of the car and just stop
him? We
gotta
talk
and ask him a couple questions, Marty, or would you just
not really Marty's style to do that.
Or would you snub him? Would you just not even look at him? Here he comes. I'm gonna get a look. Would you go with the snub?
Would you snub him?
No, I wouldn't snub. No, absolutely not. I think he's a nice guy.
I agree. He's right in your neighborhood.
Yeah. How is their NIL program there?
They had they certainly focus on the portal every year. I mean, he's the opposite of Dabo Swinney in the sense that he's really embraced the portal.
Okay.
And he brings in a slew of new guys every year. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how he pays them. I don't really know the ins and outs of their money situation, but he finds a way to get them here. So he must be paying some guys.
All right. Well,
He is Marty Sipple. It is the Marty Party. Marty, thank you for joining us today. We'll talk to you probably next week,
Marty.
I'm sure.
Time flies.
It does. Enjoy the games this weekend, Marty. And I guess go Noles.
Good job, Marty. Good job.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Say hi to Angie and everybody in Tallahassee.
That's Marty. Marty Sipple checking out there. Good stuff from Marty. Mm. When we come back, we've got FSPs next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.